When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, my loves. It is Lala Kent. Welcome to the Give Them Lala with Jessica podcast today.
Hi, everyone. Long time no talk.
So today I have a very special guest. She goes by the name of Brittany Cartwright.
Yay, Brittany.
We're going to have a mommy podcast because our babies are, I think they're like 3 weeks apart.
Are they?
Yeah, they're 3 weeks apart, and Ocean and Summer Moon are 6 weeks apart.
So close.
Yeah, but it's so crazy because when they're at this stage, like, for example, you look at Hartford, and even though Hartford, I think, is like 2 months older than Ocean, it seems like they're like 100 years apart.
Yeah.
They're, you know?
They all look so different.
They all look so different. They're like the tiniest little things where, you know, Hartford's crawling around, and she's like a baby.
Yeah.
I just am curious, like, what is Cruz doing?
Right.
You know?
Are any of the babies walking yet?
No, none of them are walking
yet.
And Ocean was preemie. So, you know, we still do tummy time, and I'm trying to teach her how to crawl and get her strength. Yeah. She is very petite, so, like, her legs don't even touch the ground when I put her in her walker, where you look at Cruz and Hartford.
Yeah.
And they're in their little walkers and they're like hauling ass around the house.
Stop. Yeah. She is so tiny.
She's a peanut.
Her legs don't touch. My legs don't touch either, you guys. I'm 5'1 when I sit on couches or stuff like that. So so I know how Ocean feels. So that's fun.
So funny. So I'm excited for today's podcast. I obviously want to acknowledge that I'm sure everyone knows what is going on between Randall and myself and just in my personal life. There will be a time where I feel comfortable enough to open up and share. Today is definitely not that day. Oh, it's been a lot. I'm going through a lot, and I just at this point in time want to protect my child. She's my number one priority. And I know what I signed up for. I'm on a reality television show. But in this moment, it's not about me. It is about my kid. And privacy is the only thing that I'm looking for her sake. And with that being said, I'm kind of putting my steps into play that, you know, we work on in AA, which is one day at a time. Sometimes it's 1 minute at a time. And that doesn't just apply to me with drinking, which surprisingly, even with everything that's going on, I feel like I've never felt stronger in my sobriety.
Yeah. You said that to me a couple weeks ago. You said, I've never felt less like I want to pick up a drink, or like I feel so strong in my sobriety.
Yeah.
And I think that's amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And with what's going on, you know, obviously my sponsor, we communicate all the time. But she said during this time, I need you to call me at least once every single day. You know, I'm 3 years in. So at the beginning, I was talking to my sponsor daily, hourly, secondly, you know, but 3 years in, it's like, I'm tough. I communicate with her often. I still do my AA meetings, but during this time, she said, I need you to call me at least once a day. Done. I do that. And I told her, I was like, it's so weird because I feel strong in my sobriety as it is, but with everything that's going on, like, I don't know how that is the last thing on my mind.
Right.
You know, and she said to me, and I get chills. She goes, that's because you have God with you. I was like, oh, yes. My God, this is so crazy. But like, you know?
Yeah, 100%. And I also think it's proof that if you put in the work, look at you, like you said, 3 years ago, you had to talk to your sponsor every day. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, or every hour, every minute. Now you talk to her once a day because she asks, but like you put in the work,
right.
You learned different tools from programs, right. And different things to help with your sobriety. And then something big happens in your life. And some people who are sober, it might have been, you know, challenging for them. But this, you put in the work and you're like, I'm great. I'm thriving in my sobriety. And I think that's amazing for people to hear. If you put in the work and you do the work, then it pays off.
Right.
Yeah.
Because sobriety is not an easy path to choose. Yeah,
right.
And it takes a village to keep someone sober. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've always said I sit in rooms with so many inspiring people who have, you know, 20 plus years of sobriety under their belt. But I always say, because people will come to me and they'll say, I've only been sober for 30 days. Mm-hmm. And it's like, but we're all in the same boat, because whether you have 25 years or you have 5 days, we're all one slip up away from being back to square one.
Right.
Does that?
No, 100%.
Yeah.
And that's like, I mean, I don't know. I can't relate because I'm not in the program. I'm not sober. I don't.
You're a normie. You're a normie.
I mean, ask my college friends. I don't know if they'd say that. No, but I just don't struggle with that. You know, we all have our own personal struggles, but I think it's incredible. I have family members who are in the program. I have people I love and respect who are in the program and watching you. And it just brings a whole different level of respect for all of you who deal with that. Truly. It's incredible.
I have so many people that I look at in the program that I see on my meetings and I'm like, you're a fucking badass.
Yeah. And speaking of fucking badasses, I just want to remind you guys, how lucky you are. Whoever is listening to this and loves Lala, I want to say amazing choice. Because when I first started working for Lala, I told her in the interview, I said, you know, my parents have always told me, surround yourself with people who inspire you. And I knew, of course, I knew who Lala Kent was. And I was like, she's awesome. She's a reality star, but she's taking her platform and she's becoming a businesswoman and she's killing it. And right now, I could have never guessed that Lala would inspire me as much as she has up to this point. And just couple weeks watching Lala be the strong, badass woman she is, I've learned more about just like strong female empowerment that in the past couple weeks watching Lala just be the badass that she is than I have in most of my life.
Wow. Yeah. Jess, that is really
so thank
sweet.
You for
no,
that.
No, thank you're you. The badass. You're a fucking soldier. There's something that changes in you when mm-hmm. it's like you're no longer, you know, I know a lot of badass women, mm-hmm. but there's nothing like a badass woman who is a mother.
I've seen that. And yes. I'm like, Lala and her mom, mama bears.
Well, it's like
it's amazing.
Well, now you know what your mom, well, now I know you'll mm-hmm. one day see what your mom feels for you when
yes.
you give birth.
Yes.
For me now, you know, my mom said the other day, Ocean loves being with you. Look how happy she is. And I said, I get it because I love being with you and I'm so happy with you. So I can imagine what she feels because I feel it for my own mom.
I know. And Ocean's smile and laugh is so cute that like when I want to see her smile and laugh, I'm like, Lala, talk to her because it's the cutest thing. And she lights up when she sees Lala and Gigi, which is Lala's mom.
She's just everything. She was. Yeah. What did you do for Halloween?
What? Oh my God.
Did you do anything?
Wild Halloween over here.
She's
everyone.
Been working her ass off. So I'm sure she was not getting buck wild.
So what? I used to dress up a lot. Now it's just like the thought of dressing up and putting in the effort was just like too much for me. My boyfriend, Kyle, and we watched scary movies.
Okay.
We made homemade pizza. We got a ton of candy and that's what we did. We sat home and I got to tell you, it was the best. It was the best. Greatest. But I want to know what you did for Halloween. Did you dress
Ooh,
up?
Fun fact.
Okay.
That I have not dressed up for Halloween since I was 21.
Oh my God.
I went to my older brother's house for a Halloween party and I wore an M&M costume that I got in elementary school.
Wait, like Eminem, like not the rapper.
Like a blue Eminem.
Okay.
Yes, because I was a green M&M when I was 12. This is amazing.
I was the blue M&M. Okay. That was the last time I dressed up.
Okay.
And we just stayed. So where I am right now, we call it the treehouse. We stayed at the treehouse. Okay. Me, O, Gigi, my sponsor came over. We ordered a pizza. Mm-hmm. And we watched Hocus Pocus and talked. And that was it.
Did Ocean dress up?
Well, my mom claims she dressed up, but it was like, I ordered her this Baby Yoda costume and it never came.
Oh, no.
So I had this zebra beanie, like it's like a zebra head that I just put on her with a striped onesie. And I'm like, you're a zebra. Here it is.
That's so cute.
I know. Can I tell you, like, Jax and Brittany's costume.
I didn't even see it.
Wait. They were the greatest showmen.
Stop. I'm actually, is it on Instagram?
Yes. And Brittany put she was the bearded woman. They looked so fantastic. I couldn't even believe it.
Wait, I'm looking it up on Instagram right now. Oh my gosh.
It's so good.
All three of them, greatest showmen. It looks amazing.
They kill it. Wow,
they killed it.
Stassi and Bo and Hartford looked awesome.
What were they?
I don't know. Will you look it up?
Hold on. Stassi, she's like known to be Halloween queen, right?
Yeah. Well, last year when she was pregnant, she put this like, it looked like a rip in her stomach with a little newborn baby coming out of it.
Stop it.
And it was phenomenal.
That's amazing. Okay, so Stassi.
Yeah, what is she? What are they?
A portrait of the ghosts that haunt this house. Phineas Clark, his loving wife Mildred, and their daughter Adelaide departed this life on the 31st of October. So I feel like the causes of their death are unknown. I don't know, but I feel like
they're ghosts that haunt the house.
Okay, that's what that is. But like, what's...
Wait, do you think someone died in their house and that's what they're doing?
Is this their house?
That's their house.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. And Stassi's morbid like that.
Of course Stassi would live in a haunted house. I love that for you, Stassi.
I'm so curious to know the backstory. But don't they look great?
They look incredible.
Yeah.
They look so good. They should have done a photo shoot or something, like a legit photo shoot. These are amazing.
Every time we film Vanderpump Rules, even when we're not filming, my friends / cast members love a theme.
Yeah.
I cannot get down with it.
You don't? You can't?
Well, no.
Is there a Halloween costume that you've worn that you're like, this was amazing? Like, I did it. I did Halloween right. Or have you never felt that way? No.
Never. No. There was one time for Monster Mash in high school.
Yeah.
Skyline, the high school I went to, and Cottonwood High School, which had the finest men ever at that high school.
Yes, Cottonwood.
They were so fine. And we had our dance together for some reason.
Oh, fun.
And I dressed up as like a provocative Harry Potter. And I felt so cute.
We got to find those photos.
Oh, don't worry. I've kept them because I'm like, you look so cute.
I'm going to try and convince Lala to post them on her socials. Don't worry.
Let me find them. My mom's going to have to find it. But I felt so cute.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's what I was. I love that. So anyway, I think that's a lot of fun. I'm glad that you guys had a great Halloween. I can't believe we pretty much did the same thing. Actually, I can believe it because we're very similar. Anyway, so before we move on to this fun episode with Britt, I just want to know, how are you feeling in this very moment?
Ooh. In this very moment, I feel strong.
Mm-hmm.
I feel hopeful. And I feel like it's weird, Jess, because I, for the first time, have no idea what my future holds.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what each day is going to look like. And for a really long time, I've had a schedule where everything is planned out. My future was ahead of me, and I was like, this is the plan. And I'm kind of just letting the universe take control of my life and place me where I need to be. I'm not questioning anything.
Mm-hmm.
I used to say my prayers every night and randomly on drives. I would just fill the need. I know most of you are like, Lala, saying prayers. I grew up saying prayers with my dad. Like, it was just our nightly thing. I pray every single night. I'm praying often.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just putting it in God's hands. Like, I'm not questioning a single thing. Wherever I end up, I know that's where I'm supposed to be.
I love that. I love that. It's beautiful. You're glowing. The treehouse has like the most amazing energy.
Do you want to know why I'm glowing?
Why?
Because my sheet mask came out. Forgive them, Lala Skin.
Oh my God.
And it's pretty much the goat.
It is actually amazing, you guys. I got a little taste of it. I may or may not get some things ahead of time, and it's the greatest.
It's so good. It's called Stay Calm. Mm-hmm. And internally, when I first tried it, I was like, I am not calm, but I'll be damned if my skin doesn't look calm.
Yes. Well, congrats. It's exciting.
Thank you, my love. So before we bring our guest out, Brittany Cartwright, we're going to cut to a short break and we will be right back.
So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part, zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold. And that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now. So get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code Lala at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/Lala and use code Lala at checkout for 25% off. Here's what I love about doing a podcast. It doesn't really require any glam, like at all. I can podcast in comfort, and for me, that means wearing my new favorite, super soft Quince cashmere tee. Thanks to Quince, I've got a lineup of timeless, comfortable pieces that keep me looking so chic summer after summer. Quince has premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts starting at $30. You can find silk tops, 14-karat jewelry, and so much more. And this is my favorite part. All Quince items are 50 to 80% less than many similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes all of those savings on to us. And don't get me started on their towels. I have the Quince waffle towels at the Palm Springs house. I have them in white and they are so soft. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Lala for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Lala to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Lala.
We are back with one of my best friends in the whole world, Brittany Cartwright.
Hey!
You had the best costume ever for Halloween, though. Let's just like start off by saying that.
Thanks so much. I absolutely love Halloween, and it was our first little family costume, so I went all out.
You always go all out, though.
Oh, I love it.
When I see pictures of your house during the holidays, I want to live there.
Oh, Christmas is like 10 times Halloween.
No, it's crazy.
It's like a winter wonderland in my house, and I freaking love it.
I love it, too. So all of the mommies are in a group chat, and we were sending our costume ideas. And you had a couple that you had sent, but you didn't go with either of those.
Yeah, I was wanting to do like Ace Ventura Pet Detective.
So cute.
With the little tutu, because yeah. Cruz's hair is so long. I wanted to do that. I wanted to do like Danny and Sandy and, you know, like a little T-Bird.
Yeah.
But I feel like everybody does those, so I wanted to do something different. And hardly anybody does like, you know, like Bearded Lady and The Strong Man. And
I had
Knife Thrower's Assistant is what we were calling Jax's costume.
It was beyond amazing.
Thanks.
You were the hottest bearded lady I'd ever seen in my life.
I felt hot. I was like, oh my God, this beard covers my double chin. I love it.
I was like, I love this beard.
You guys looked amazing. And I've actually never seen anyone dress up as the Greatest Showman.
Yeah, I know. I haven't either. So that's why. And I thought about just being like a ringmaster or something. But I was like, that's so basic. I got to turn it up a notch.
No, you got to throw the beard on.
Exactly. I loved it.
How did you put that beard on?
I used like... what's it called? Halloween gummy glue or something. Okay. So it actually is for your face. So I put glue on my face and on the beard and stuck it to me. And it stayed on all night long.
I know.
Taking shots with the beard on is really weird.
Wait, is it really?
Yeah. And I brushed my teeth with that beard on and everything. I was like, I don't know.
You slept in it?
No. Like before I went to the party, I brushed my teeth. And I was like, how do men do this? It was not, I mean, that's the only part that was kind of weird.
I know. I mean, and it was intense. It wasn't just like a little facial hair.
Oh, no. It was a full-on beard. Like, I think it might have been human hair. It was real.
And Cruz, you put on a little mustache.
Oh, yeah. Wait, so he wore that for 2 hours before he even started. Pink? No, it was a little stick-on mustache.
Okay, so he wore it for 2 hours?
He wore it for 2 hours at the party and didn't even touch it. And then I had like back, so I bought a whole pack of mustaches. And if he didn't want to wear it or if he took it off, I could put another one on. But he's kept it on for over 2 hours. So I was just like, you did so good. I'm not going to put it back on.
Okay, so cute. I know Jax and Brittany really well, and I've spent a lot of time with them and Cruzy. And Cruzy is the biggest dream baby in the entire world. I've never seen anything like it.
Oh, thank you. He is a little sweetheart.
He's so sweet. He's so chill. He literally will sit there for hours entertaining himself.
Oh, yeah. He entertains himself so good. He sits there and plays. I mean, we got super lucky. I thought we were either going to have like a terror child or I don't know.
Right.
With me and Jax together. But right. He is just a little.
For the worst.
Oh, yeah. But he is a little doll baby. I always hear that the second one, though, might be a terror. So we'll see.
Wait, second baby. When do you think that you're ready for that?
Well, we always have said, like, when Cruz was about a year old, I wanted to start trying at least. Because who knows, it might not happen as easy as it did this time. I mean, I've heard a lot of people have a hard time getting pregnant the second time around. So we've always said that. He's already over 6 months now. It's like time is flying. I still want to soon, but we'll see if it's going to be a year, if it'll be a little bit later. But I definitely want them to be close in age.
I get that.
Yeah, I want them to grow up and be friends and be able to be in the same school so you're not going to 25 different schools. That's like a lot.
No, right. Like keep them. I think Easton and I are like a couple years and some change apart.
Yes.
And it's perfect.
See, that's perfect. My brother and sister were 7 and 6 years older than me. And we're close now. But like growing up, like I stole all my sister's clothes. She couldn't stand me.
You were annoying to her.
Yeah, I was annoying as hell to her. So
yeah, I can imagine.
Exactly. So I want my kids to be a little closer in age for sure.
Whose idea was the Greatest Showman costume?
Mine, duh.
Obviously.
Jax was like, do I have to wear a costume? So I tried to make his easy. And then he kind of got into it at the end. He was wanting more blood, more this and that. And I was like, you didn't even want to dress up. And now you're asking me if I have blood the day of Halloween.
I relate to that, though. Because I don't know if you remember Sandoval's party like a few years ago where he came in on stilts.
Was that the extra party?
Yeah.
Yes. I was like a cowboy, extra cowboy or a cowgirl. Yeah.
I hate dressing up. The last time I dressed up for Halloween, I was telling my listeners, I dressed up as a blue M&M when I was 21. But I did dress up for Sandoval's costume party. And I remember being like so put out by it. And then once it started, I was like, ooh, I'm going to do this.
Oh, wait, you wore that like flowy dress, right?
It was nothing. It was a pink tutu.
Oh, it looked cute, though.
Pink fucking hair. Like, it was not a big deal.
It was hot, though.
But it was just like, you know, like I enjoyed it.
Yes. See, once you get into it, it makes it fun. Afterwards, Jax was like, oh, I'm definitely going to get into this now that we have a son. I was like, see, I told you. If you just start doing it, you feel so fun. And you get into it.
I have a special place in my heart for Jax Taylor.
I know.
He's been so kind.
Yes.
And such a cute dad with Cruz. I mean, they're like little, they have like little boys' times.
Oh, yeah. Little besties.
Like when you go out, if you have like girl time,
mm-hmm.
The night we went out for Janet's, our friend Janet got engaged.
Yes.
We went out, but he videoed and was like, mom's gone. We got sweet potatoes. We got milk. Yes. He's so cute.
Oh, he's so good with them. And whenever I was pregnant and even like on the show a bunch, Jax would always say, when she has a baby, I'm not going to take care of him by myself until he's at least 6 months old. Like, it was right. so scared. But I went to Vegas for my friend's bachelorette party for 2 nights. I came home a night early because I missed the baby too much. But I, like, didn't worry about Cruz at all. Of course, I mean, I still FaceTimed every 2 hours.
Right.
But that's just because I missed the baby, not because I didn't trust Jack. So he's doing amazing. I'm super proud of him.
It's amazing. And of course you would miss your baby. I had to go to New York, and it was like torture. Every time I FaceTimed Ocean, I was like sobbing my eyes out.
Yeah.
You know, and then they start reaching for the phone, and you can tell that they're reaching for the phone.
Oh, it's so sweet.
It's so sweet.
I just love our little baby so much.
You said that Cruz is already, 6 months and...
Well,
he'll be 7 months.
On the 12th.
On the 12th.
Yeah. So they're, Ocean and Cruz are like almost exactly a month apart. A little less than, a couple days short of a month.
Yeah. And Cruz, you said, at his 6 month appointment, was 22 pounds.
22 pounds and almost 39 inches long.
Wait, 39?
I'm sorry, 29. Oh my God, 39.
Holy shit, Brittany, you scared me. I was like, what?
How do you hold 29, it? 29.
Well, because I see you at the airport on yes. your Instagram, and you have them strapped to the front of you.
Oh, that is a much easier way to travel. I'm getting better and better at traveling every time. But traveling alone with your baby, you have to bring those little baby carriers. It is everything.
You're so badass.
Oh, it's makes the biggest difference than trying to have your stroller and put it in a stroller bag by yourself with a baby.
The whole
no.
thing. It's a yeah. lot of work.
It's a lot.
I can imagine.
But I'm getting better.
You're like becoming a pro.
Pro traveler.
How is he on planes?
He's amazing. Like, he cried for, let's see, it was a almost five-hour flight. He cried for maybe 10 minutes and then slept for 4 hours, 3 hours.
You're a damn liar.
The entire time, he probably cried 10 minutes total. So
to Kentucky?
Yeah. He was so good.
You know, knock Ocean, he's going to be great. He's so sweet.
Ocean was good too, though, whenever we
Ocean,
went to Miami.
But that's what I mean. Ocean is a great baby.
She is.
So for me to say, like, Cruz is a more chill baby than Ocean, and Ocean's, like, chill as it gets.
She is chill.
She a diva, though.
Well, she was had to catch up where she was a little early, so her little belly and stuff had to catch up. But she is, like, so chill.
She is. And she loves her bouncer.
Yeah. Aww.
You know the swing thing?
Yes.
I got too nervous about the one you hang in the doorway.
Yeah.
God forbid I put it on, because I build everything that I get. And
same.
It's so, you build it too. I know. That's why I can talk to you about it. But I'll like Google videos on how to build like the high chair. I think we have the same high chair from Amazon. And I Google how to build it, and it's like a man, like it's like this dad that's showing you. And I'm like, what is this?
Oh, I won't even let Jax touch any of that stuff.
Too like, quick? He does it too quickly?
No, he doesn't read the instructions. He just actually, he doesn't even want to try. He knows that I'll do it. So he's just like, here is this thing, Brittany. And I'm like, okay. I like
you hang all your pictures. You do all of it.
Oh, yeah. If I get focused on something, I have to finish it too. Like, I can't just like start a project and like somebody be like, well, I can help you with that. I'd rather just like do it myself.
Yeah, because you know how it's going
to
turn out.
Exactly. I'm not trying to have you lose the screws.
That's the biggest thing.
Exactly.
You lose the screws, you're fucked.
But, yeah, Cruz doesn't have one of those little swings. I saw hers downstairs, and it was, like, super cool.
You have to get him one. He'll have the best time.
He has a bouncy seat, but not, like, a swing like that.
So I saw it on Sheena's Instagram story and was like, I have to have that. Where did you get it? She sits there for hours.
Really?
Oh, my God. You try to take her out of it, she squeals.
Ooh, maybe I should get one.
Oh, Cruz would be hopping around like a champ.
He loves his walker. He just walks everywhere. It's insane to see that.
Okay, so when I see videos of Hartford and Cruz in those big walkers.
Yes, they're okay. So cute.
I don't mean that your babies look like this guy, but the way they move. You know Mr. Waternoose on Monsters, Inc.?
Yes. Yes.
That's what he looks like.
Yes. Oh, that is like a perfect example. Me and Jax always say he looks like the floats that are at like car salesmen. You know, like the big tall ones that go in the air, that go in the waves or whatever. That is what we always said. But Mr. Waternoose, that is hilarious.
They look like that. Like, that's how they move
they
around.
Do. And he's just smiling, like moving his arms back and forth. It is so cute.
What is the biggest challenge with being a mom that you, and it could be anything, like once you had Cruz, what was the biggest challenge that you were like, I did not expect this at all?
Oh, goodness. I mean, there's so much that, you know, that parents don't really talk about that, you know, like after having the baby, especially like the postpartum stuff, like
right.
that was a lot different than what I thought it was going to be. Like the gross stuff.
Like what do you, like the chachi?
Yes. Like how sore you are and how long you bleed for and all that stuff. Like it was tough. And then breastfeeding is hard too. Like kudos to you for still being able to do it. I mean, I tried so hard and I dried up after close to 8 weeks.
I always said, don't be married to the idea of breastfeeding.
Yeah.
Because you may not be able, it may not be an option. It always bothered me when people asked, are you going to breastfeed? Because like, well, I would like to, I hope that I can, but that's not something that is easy to do.
Exactly. You know? I went through like I was kind of sad and stuff that I couldn't do that for my baby and have that bonding time after, but I'm so glad that I got the 8 weeks in. At least he got like all the colostrum, all of that course. Good stuff. But that's a full-time job. So job for the mamas who keep it going, especially for a whole year. Shoo.
Oh,
that's
my God.
A lot of work.
Because I'll tell you what, Britt.
A full-time
now
job.
That she has those little dagger teeth.
Yeah, oh, I bet that hurts so bad.
No, it's no joke. And she laughs about it.
Oh.
You know?
The little personality's coming out. It's so cute.
Yeah. And she grabs my nipples and like plays with them as if they're like chew toys. And I'm like, this is like not okay. Because those teeth are rigid because they got to break through the gum.
Oh, yeah.
They're like fucking chainsaws.
Oh, gosh. I can't even imagine. Chris doesn't have any yet, but he's close. But they haven't broken through
yet. Oh, they haven't broken through yet?
No.
Well, trust me. They like, you see a little bit of white one day and all of the sudden, it's like they've got full on teeth.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I can't imagine breastfeeding with that. But good job.
Well, thank you. Thank you. My nipples are well prepared for any type of fun.
There you go.
You know, I'm with Brittany Cartwright and we will be right back.
Give Them Lala is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small. And at times we keep carrying them around rather than processing them and letting them go. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off of your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. Therapy from BetterHelp is helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. And it's not just for those who have experienced major trauma. It's for all of us. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GTL today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GTL.
I'm going to let you in on a little tiny secret. I am not a cook. Okay, so that's not really a secret, but I do have a secret weapon when it comes to the kitchen. Factor. Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals are always fresh, never frozen. They get delivered right to your door, and they're ready to eat in just 2 minutes. I've also become a big fan of their add-ons, snacks, and smoothies. Ocean loves the pancakes. I pretty much get those and the mango smoothies in every single Factor delivery. But Factor has you covered no matter how and what you're eating. Keto, calorie smart, protein plus, or vegan and veggie. The weekly menu has 35 options, including gourmet meals like filet mignon and shrimp. There's no prepping, cooking, or even cleaning up. You just heat it up and then eat right out of the Factor packaging. So easy. You can customize your weekly meals to get as much or as little as you need, and you can also pause and reschedule deliveries. So head to factormeals.com/lala50 and use code LALA50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box. That's code LALA50 at factormeals.com/LALA50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Hello, my loves. We are back. We're talking all things ocean and cruise and just like being moms, which is still very weird. Is it weird, Brittany, for you?
Oh, it is weird. It's weird that they're with us forever. You know, like I think about that all the time. I'm like,
yeah,
he's with me forever. Like, I don't have to give him back to anybody. Like, no, he's mine. I get
he's
to keep
yours.
Him.
That's how I feel. Like
it's
when
the
I
best.
And when I look at Ocean, I'm like, what? Like, what did I do to like deserve you as my
baby?
Because
we're good people.
We
deserve good babies.
We deserve good babies. We were talking earlier about Ocean and her tummy having to catch up. They took Ocean 3 weeks early because Her stomach wasn't growing. The doctor was concerned. They took her out. But now she's fine. But I had to deal with a lot of colic in the beginning.
And that's hard.
Oh, my God.
That's very hard. I know a lot of, like, my cousin's little baby had colic, and it was just nonstop crying and stuff. So I know how hard that can be. I'm very glad that I didn't have to deal with that, but I know it's hard on you and anybody else that has to go through that.
But you had to deal with being sick your entire pregnancy.
Exactly. I think that's why maybe his stomach wasn't colicky, because mine was the entire pregnancy.
Yeah, no, you were so sick. Yeah. I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah.
And with Ocean, I remember calling her pediatrician, and I was like, she won't stop crying. Like, and I go to a doctor or a pediatrician that practices Eastern and Western medicine. So he, like, gave me something to give to her. He was like, but how long has she been crying? I'm like 45 minutes straight. And he started laughing, and he goes, call me when she's been crying for 3 hours, and then we'll do something. I was like, 3 hours?
Oh my gosh.
What?
It's like that Friends episode where they're like rocking the baby because they woke her up. Remember?
Yes.
And they're like, what is going on? What did I do?
What did you do? And every time she was sleeping, I would tell people, like, do not fucking walk in the room.
Yeah.
Don't speak. Don't move a muscle, because when she wakes up, like, her presence will be known for a very long time.
So cute.
It was so intense.
But now she doesn't even do that anymore. I feel like she's good, right? Like, her stomach is caught up and
stomach is caught up. She's still a little peanut. You saw her today.
Yeah, she's adorable.
And she goes down. She's got. It's so funny because my mom will say, she's got so much hair. And I'm like, compared to what she had when she was born, yes.
Yes.
But when you see my friend's babies.
Cruz is like a little Fabio. I mean, it is growing so fast.
The man bun that you put in Cruz.
Oh, I love the little man bun.
Do you do that often?
No, I mean, honestly, that was the first day, and I was just like kind of testing it out. But his hair is starting to get into his eyes, so I'm trying to figure out different ways, because I'm not cutting his hair before he's a year old. That is absolutely not happening. I think little boys are so cute with long hair under their little baseball caps or whatever. I think it's adorable.
And he's a little California baby. Exactly. We know you're from Kentucky, but he's a little California boy.
Exactly. He was born here. He was made in Kentucky, but he was born in LA. So, I don't know. I just think it's cute. But
did he leave it in
so fast? Oh, yeah. He didn't touch it at all the entire day. And then, like, later on, we took it down because I didn't. You know how sometimes if you wear a ponytail, like, it starts hurting your head?
Yeah.
His was loose, but I was getting a little worried, so I took it down.
Oh, I love that. But Ocean does this thing with her bows now where she becomes the Incredible Hulk, and she grabs it and rips it down, and the face she makes is like, I've done it. It's off my head.
I love Ocean's eyebrows.
Because she's the best eyebrows.
She had like the best eyebrows and then no hair for the longest time. It was just
little
the cutest,
man.
Cutest thing ever. I swear. Best eyebrows.
And you are working your ass off in the gym right now.
I'm trying. 4 days a week with my girl Megan.
So you know your trainer Megan from, how did you meet her?
So Megan is from Kentucky as well. We used to work together at Hooters of Lexington. So we worked together for like a couple years at Hooters. She actually moved to LA before me.
Okay.
We always kept in touch and stuff. And then whenever I moved here, we started like meeting up and hanging out and stuff again. And she's just an amazing trainer. So it's awesome because we get to have fun and laugh and stuff while I'm training.
Right. Like, you feel like it's a little bit of a therapy session as well.
Oh yeah, for sure. Because it can, like, in the car or something, you'll be, like, dreading going to the gym or something. You know, it's sometimes hard to get going. And then as soon as I get there, she's just so, like, nice and cheerful and, you know, peace of home. Yeah. She's, like, the best, so.
I've never seen anything. Like, I used to work out with my trainer, Jenna.
Uh-huh.
And I'm, like, whatever you are doing, I've never seen that shit before. What I see on your Instagram, I'm like, what even is this contraption?
Oh, it's insane. I was doing sled pushes today, like where they put the weights on top, and it is so hard to do, but like my legs are going to kill me tomorrow. Absolutely kill me. But she knows what she's doing. I was like, wow, Megan, you actually know what you're talking about. She's like, yes, Brittany, I'm not just like an Instagram trainer. Like, as a lot of people in LA are just like Instagram trainers.
Everyone's an Instagram something.
Yes, but she just knows everything. Like, I was like, hey, this muscle here is hurting, and she knows every move to do to stop it and what's connected to this.
She's like
and
a
that.
Real professional.
Oh, yeah. She's awesome.
And how long have you been working out with her?
Since like right after I got, so how long do we, I think we have to wait 6 weeks after the baby. So I think I started around like 8 weeks because I was still a little too sore to work out.
I can't imagine why you'd be sore pushing a human out of you.
I was still a little too sore. So I think after, since Cruz is like 8 weeks, I've been working with her. And then I was gone all of September, so I missed that month. But other than that, I've tried to go amazing. 4 times a week.
Thanks. You look so good.
A work in process. work in progress. But I'm proud of myself for sure.
You should be. And thanks. I feel like that is another thing that's really hard for women is like no one's pregnancy looks the same.
Oh, yeah.
And my mom said when she was pregnant with me, she didn't gain much weight and it was easy to lose it. But with Easton, she said that that was much more difficult. Things had like settled in.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't like each pregnancy could be different.
I know. I'm hoping if I get pregnant again, I'm not going to be so sick, you know, but just never know. I mean, my mom was like you. She had all three babies and went right back down to a little pencil right afterwards. So I was like wishing that was going to be my experience, but it was not. But you never know. Maybe with the next one. I mean, hopefully I'll be able to continue working out this time. I just got too sick last time.
Well, you were pretty much on bed rest because of how sick you were.
Yeah.
Like, and it was all day.
All day long. Mainly in the morning and at night, but sometimes just all day long.
And what did you crave when you were pregnant?
At the end, I mainly craved fruit, and I craved a lot of avocado toast.
Ooh.
And I don't know. That's just like kind of at the end is whenever I started noticing cravings. Like towards the beginning and stuff, I don't really feel like I noticed anything different. But at the end, I wanted fruit, and I wanted those like – what do they call it? I'm going to embarrass myself. Acai bowls or...
Yeah, acai bowls.
I used to call them acai bowls.
She from Kentucky.
Acai bowls. I craved all that stuff. What did you crave? I don't remember you craving much.
I felt super nauseated at the beginning, like the first 3 months. I didn't ever get sick like you. And I think I may have tossed my cookies like maybe twice, but I just felt nauseous, like nothing sounded good, which was shitty because I was sitting there thinking, oh, I'm pregnant, I can eat whatever the fuck I want. And then I had no appetite, but then I started craving sushi all the time, and you're not supposed to have sushi, so I didn't really
I don't remember you craving anything.
No, I didn't crave anything. Nothing really sounded good. I didn't want any Perrier.
Which is weird. Yeah, because you're obsessed with that.
So mine was like, I just like ate whatever I could. When she wasn't growing, the doctor said, you must go and like feed yourself until you feel like you're going to vomit.
Yeah.
So I was just eating like or drinking a lot of smoothies.
Yeah. That's like the easiest thing to do whenever you're pregnant, I think, is the smoothies. Because like salads and stuff, you're supposed to eat healthy. But if you are nauseous all the time, a salad is the last thing that you want to eat.
I'm not trying to be a bunny rabbit when I'm feeling nauseous.
Trust me, I took advantage of eating whatever I could whenever I could.
Of course. Why wouldn't you? You're pregnant.
Exactly. So
baby's got to be eating good.
Yeah. And he's doing great. So whatever.
What is he doing now that he wasn't doing like last month? Like what are little changes that you've seen in Cruz?
Well, he sits up on his own now. He's about to start crawling. He goes backwards and stuff.
Oh, that's so cute.
He can't figure out how to go forwards, but he did the same thing with his walker. Like he used to only know how to go backwards in his walker. And now he goes everywhere in his walker. So I think any day now he's going to start crawling. He waves high.
That's so cute.
And he says Dada, which is so annoying because I did all that hard work.
Did you work with him?
No, like meaning like I had to be sick every day and
hard work. And now he says Dada.
And he says Dada first. But my doctor even said whenever we were at his 6 month appointment, he was like, now to be fair, Dad, Dada is a lot easier to say than Mama.
Yeah.
So I was like, woohoo, I told you.
Yeah.
We like to fight with each other and joke about it and be like, he said Dada first. But, you know, I've always encouraged him to say Dada and Mama and everything. Yeah. So I'm proud of him.
You should be proud of him.
He's my little sweetheart.
Ocean is a little bit weaker than Cruzy. She'll sit on all fours, like she'll be in position to crawl, but then you can tell she gets tired.
A little wobbly.
And she can't quite figure out how to like maneuver, but she can spin herself in circles.
Yes, I think it's so cute when they do that. And the little Superman bellies looks like they're flying.
Yeah, she feels like if she flies, like if she puts her arms and legs out, that she'll fly to wherever the toy is.
Oh, it is so cute. It's so cute. This stage is awesome.
It really is.
Every stage just like gets better and better, I feel like.
Is Cruzy still sleeping next to you or is he in his nursery?
He's definitely not in his nursery.
Yeah.
It's so hard to do. But he outgrew his snoo, the bassinet that we were using.
Yeah.
So I just put a pack and play beside me and he sleeps beside me in the pack and play. Yeah.
You and all of us, were so into like all of these Pinteresty things. You would give me ideas for what I was, you know, should do for my nursery. And I'm like a pack and play nerd. Yeah. That's what Ocean sleeps in.
Oh, yeah. It's the best.
It's
the best.
It's her favorite thing.
Like, I'll put him down for naps and stuff in his nursery, and I'm going to start using it more. But he's only 6 months old, and I just, like, want him beside me.
I'm the same way.
Yeah. I'm just not ready for him to be all the way in his nursery yet.
I totally don't blame you at all. I'm the exact same way.
I do wake up for every single sound and every single peep or movement he makes, but I'd rather that than me have to walk all the way across to his nursery every single time.
Turn on a little baby light, check and make sure. Do you do the thing where you see if they're back? Does Cruzy sleep on his back or tummy?
So he just recently started sleeping on his stomach, and that scared the shit out of me because he always was a back sleeper. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, I've heard so much stuff. But he's past that 6 month mark now, so I'm not like so terrified about him sleeping on his stomach. But the first couple nights, I don't think I got any sleep because I just stared at him the entire time. I was like, why is he on his stomach? Why is he on his stomach? Right. Why is he on his stomach? But he was fine.
Now he's at the point where, like, he'll move his head.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, he can, like, go anywhere in the house if he wants to. He just can't physically crawl yet. So I'm not worried about that kind of stuff anymore. Right. Of course, we're still careful, blah, blah, blah. But
no, of course. Right. You're a parent. You're always going to be careful. Ocean will only sleep on her stomach.
Yeah.
She has no desire to sleep on her back.
See, Harford's always been like that, too. Cruz will go, like, back and forth, but he just recently started the stomach thing.
Yeah. It's a little intense when they do that.
Yeah. But now I'm getting more used to it. He likes to sleep on his side, too, like a grown-up.
These are our little humans.
I know. It's so crazy.
And does he sleep through the night?
Well, since he's been out of the snoo and had to move into the pack and play, he's not doing as good. Like, he would only wake up one time for a bottle around, like, 4 in the morning and then go back to sleep and not wake up again till like, 8 or 9. Like, he does so sleep pretty good. But he's kind of having
bedtime first?
Well, he normally is asleep by, like, 9. I'd say that's, like, normal for him. And then he, like I said, will wake up like 3 or 4 in the morning for a bottle and then go back to sleep. He's just been waking up a little bit more right now, and I think it's because he got used to that snoo rocking him back and forth
it's an adjustment.
All night. Yeah, and now he's just still on the pack and play. So he's still doing good, but he just got to get back into his routine.
Stassi told me that Harford sleeps 12 hours. And I was like, come again?
She goes down at like 7:30,
and wakes up at 7:30.
I know.
I'm like, how? I don't get that.
Yeah.
Ocean usually falls asleep around the same time as Cruz.
Yeah.
9 o'clock. Last night was awesome. She slept through the whole night. She woke up at 7.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Good.
Usually she'll wake me up around like 6 and then she'll go back down until 7.
Yeah. Good.
But that's when you wake out of. When you wake up out of that REM cycle, you feel a little disoriented.
Oh, yeah. Waking up all throughout the night is. It's not easy. And then having to go and be, like, productive the next day.
You killed it, though, Britt. You're, like, super mom.
Oh, thanks.
No, you really are.
You are, too.
Well, I try.
You are.
I mean, I feel
we're killing the game.
Isn't it weird how you just kind of fall into it? Like, no one could prepare you for this.
Oh, yeah. No, not at all. And we all do it a little bit differently, but everybody's doing so good. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's no right way to be a mom. And one of the things I hate about, like, Instagram moms and stuff who try to, like, attack every little thing. It's like, our kids aren't the same. Everybody's going to be different. Like, and as long as you're doing okay and your baby's doing great, that's all that matters.
Right. When people ask me for mom advice, I say my mom advice is to not take anyone's advice.
Exactly. Do it your own way, and you're going to learn the best way
exactly.
possible.
You, like, once that baby... Hi, baby. Oh,
there she is.
There she is, just in time. When your baby comes out of you, you know exactly what to do.
Exactly.
Well, Brittany, I'm so thankful that you were on the podcast
today. Thanks for having me. I love
feel like
you.
It was just like girl time.
I feel like it was too.
It was amazing. Please come back anytime. Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of the Give Them Lala podcast. We will catch you next week.
Bye.
Welcome to Talkville, the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker. Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a 3-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.